Hey everybody, this is another episode of the Tall Guy and Big Lou podcast. This is Tall Guy.
I'm Big Lou.
And today we have Trey Blea on our podcast, aka Batman.
That's my favorite name. Batman! Everybody loves Batman, like everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah.
For sure.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Hell yeah. And, it's 420. Go ahead. 420. Dab time.
Dabtastic.
Perfect timing to start this fucking podcast off right.
Fuck yeah, that's how we do it.
Yep. It's all of our birthdays are in April then, huh?
In May.
May 2nd. All right, yeah. So, but we're in April, right?
Yeah, we're in April. Mine's in a week.
What's yours? 21st?
22nd.
Yeah. All right. 2 minutes after the best holiday in the world.
Yeah, mine's on the worst holiday. You guys, Earth Day.
Oh, Earth Day is cool, man. I'm down with the Earth, bro. I don't get bags when I go to the store.
You don't get bags?
That's because
you don't buy enough to use bags.
Nah, dude. I tell them motherfuckers I got two hands, dude, and I want to save the Earth, dude. So don't give me no cheese dick ass shit, right, Batman?
Yeah, dude.
We're trying to save the Earth, me and Batman. Fucking A, dude.
One bag at a time.
So
the reason we got Trey on is because he has his own podcast, Coaster Chasers, right?
Yeah, we got a Coaster Chaser podcast. It's basically kind of like just a local talk, just with stuff that goes on with Elitches and stuff around town.
I love Elitches.
Elitches are so fun.
Nah, man. I've been going to Elitches so long, dude. I remember when it was on 38th and Tennyson, right, Batman? That's where first Elitches was, right? And then Lakeside is just like where ghetto people take their ghetto kids for birthday parties and shit, you know what I mean? Is gangster, dude. Lakeside's so ghetto that when their shit fell down, instead of like rebuilding it and shit, they just put like a big old banner, which is the amusement park band-aid over how to fix your fucking shit. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
What's over at Lakeside?
It's like a cheesy amusement park, dude, with ghetto-ass fucking carny rides and shit, dude.
They look like they're put together with duct tape.
It's scary. Like, their mini roller coaster, it's called the Chipmunk. They should call it just Whiplash, homie, dude. You're going to have a neck injury. You're going to have taco neck, bud. Like, on that roller, your neck's going to be all fucked up like that, bud. Yeah, dude, that's Lakeside. But I like it still, dude. I remember, like, there's this one thing, it's called the Rocco Plains, and it's like,
That ride.
Yeah, dude, but if you get it going, if you get that fucker rocking, you just start flipping. Boom! And my cousin Nesto, dude, he's the best at getting that shit flipping. And man, you don't even know how many times he had me puke in that fucking ride, bro. And he didn't care that he was in it, but as long as you puked, bro, he was happy, dude. He's an asshole like that. Yeah, dude. Shout outs to Nesto Gonzalez, the biggest asshole I know.
I haven't had much experience with, you've had a lot of experience with theme parks. I've barely had any experience past my childhood.
That's because you're from freaking the West Mesa and shit.
Yeah, no, like literally the only thing we had an amusement park in Farmington, Mexico, where I grew up. But that's in Albuquerque. Farmington had this place called Family Fun Park, and it was more ghetto than Lakewood. Like literally, I remember the most thing that we ever did was they had those bumper boats, and that's the griniest of water. Like, you put your hand there, you're getting hepatitis C
That's like the freaking water rides at Elitches at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's like what I've heard.
It's like, no, it's seriously a cesspool. Let me tell you, I've even told a dude, because he was puking into the water off of there's a sea dragon,
Yeah, I know the sea dragon.
There's a little rocket ship, or a little ship ride that goes back and forth. When this dude gets off, and I look at him, I was like, don't throw up in there. I was like, please don't. And he throws up, and it's like, that goes into the shipwreck falls water. And then it just drifts over, and then
and
this
then the
boat
things,
ride goes.
The boat ride comes right through and splashes it on other people.
And then the little kids are there.
See,
like,
dude, that's why I never get wet out the fucking water park. I remember the old log ride. The old log ride they had at the old Elitches. Check this out. So on the old log ride, they had these thing called the gum trees.
I
like, you would chew
that
gum, and you'd go on the log ride with your little girlfriend and shit, right? And then you fucking chew a piece of gum and then you put it on the fucking on the tree and then you make out with your girlfriend, bud, and then you both get wet, dude, shit, dude, at the end of the log ride. But that shit was so cheesy, bud, but that water was gross, dude. At both of them, dude. Oh, it was awful, dude.
I remember the park that I was talking about, the Family Fun Park. They had one of those swing rides that just put you in a circle. The fucking chains were rusty as shit, by the way. Like, literally, I remember putting my hands on it, and I felt like I was getting tetanus right there, and then just, you would hear them creak, and then shake like that. Yeah. Oh, God. And when it got shut down, we just skated the shit out of the bumper boat. Yeah. The bumper boat thing was like a perfect bowl, dude. We skated the shit out of that for like 3 weeks, and then the car dealership bought it all up and fucking took it all down.
So, Coaster Chasers, how good is your podcast going, Batman? People like roller coasters or what?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
it's doing better than ours.
I guess so. Yeah, I started like
Denver comedy roller coasters. Let's go to roller coasters.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, Corey got me kind of onto it. He was like, "Yeah, you should do podcasts." Because like me and my friends, we always have these long ass conversations about theme parks. And I started listening to podcasts and I realized that they were having the same conversation that we were having, but we have our own take in it.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, why not? Yeah. We'll try it. And
well, how many
so
theme parks far, have you been to?
27?
Oh, so you
can you list them all? Do you got a photographic memorabilia?
He's got every single one of their maps in his goddamn room.
I do. Oh, my room has a map. It's not every single one that I've been to, but
that's
I've been to
tight, dude. That's
but let's see if I can list. So, Illich's Lakeside. I'm not going to list Waterworld because that's a water park. But
yeah, I love Waterworld though, homie. Yeah, Waterworld. OG. North Denver represent Waterworld, bitches. Hell yeah, dude.
Go to Waterworld, not Elitch.
Hell yeah.
But no, outside, so I've been to Cliffs Amusement Park, Worlds of Fun in Kansas City, Silver Dollar City in Missouri. I've been to Universal, all the Disney World parks. I've been to Disneyland.
Goes everywhere.
Yeah, both of the Disneyland parks, and I've been to Six Flags, Magic Mountain, over Texas, Fiesta Texas, Great Adventure in fucking New Jersey. Huh? I've been.
No, we're good.
No, we're good.
We got one.
See, last year I went to Cedar Point and Kings Island, which is in Ohio. Then we went over to
what roller coasters are there? Now that since those are fresh on,
actually the one that's tattooed on my arm.
What
these bitches don't see it, they can though. But this one is called the Top Thrill Dragster. It's in Ohio.
Yeah,
and it goes 120 miles an hour in like 4 seconds, and you go up a 420 foot hill, and then you dive headfirst down. It was the craziest ride I've ever been on. Like, the first time, me and my buddy...
But you're drag racing in it. Goes yeah, dude, up drag
it's,
racing.
It's a drag racing theme coaster,
dude. That's tight as fuck, dude. Hell yeah.
The first time...
120 miles
I
want to
go... I like going fast, dude.
Those are my... Yeah, that's my favorite.
Like, I'm a dope driver, if you guys know.
We're all three of us.
Me and Batman are, like, the best drivers in Denver. He's number 4. You're number 17. I'm number 1.
I'm 17.
Number 1.
Because I got a shitty car.
17, bro. Get that shit fixed. Look at that big old dent, bro. That's wind resistance right there, homeboy.
Got no aerodynamics.
Oh, I'm sorry I kicked that door in, too. Okay, I'll be good. We got Bella saying hi. You guys love Bella. But anyways, the drag racing roller coaster ride up like this, and then down corkscrew like this, and back around.
You
or
go up, and then you dive. You do a twist. That's actually what this part is.
Yeah.
It's going down into that twist. And then you But like, the first time me and my buddy rode it, it was actually crazy. Because like, I wasn't expecting, like I knew what to expect, but I didn't expect it. Well, when it launched, I thought I'd lost both of our phones and my glasses off my face. And we got nailed with, like, hundreds of bugs at the moment we launched. And, we were in the front. So we got every single one of them. I was like, and then into my throat. Like, both of us, we got up there, I looked at him, and I scraped. I literally put my hand in my mouth, scraped a bunch of bugs off. And I didn't think about it. Because that shit's nasty. I didn't really think about it. I was like,
it's Ohio, bro. You gotta look out for those swarms of bitches.
That park, they've had I think it was like a locust swarmed the entire park. Like, they were still running the rides with them, too.
Gross.
God.
All right, you guys want to hear a fucking bad bug story from when I was a kid? All right, you guys. So I'm playing football at random high school. No. Stupid. This is high school, you dumb shit, dude. So anyways, random Raiders, I'm fucking freshman football. We're doing wind sprints, right? And I sit there, and I'm running wind sprints. And I go like this. I'm running. I inhaled a bee into my mouth. And I go, oh, shit. I go, oh, fuck, you know. And I go down on one knee, and I go, huh, and the coach is like, God damn it, Martinez, you better keep running. I was like, I swallowed a bee, or I could feel it in my throat, dude. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And the coach is like, Martinez, run. And he used to get a chin strap and button them together. And if you were fucking around, he'd smack the top of your helmet with the fucking buttons, like, ping, you know what I mean? And he comes over to me and he goes, Martinez, run. And he goes, ping, on my helmet like that with the chin strap, bro. And I went, and the fucking bee went up my nose. It came out my fucking nose. Boy. And I blew that shit out fooling like that. And the coach goes, what is that? I was like, I just swallowed it. And then I snorted it out. And he's like, God damn, Martinez, you're one tough son of a bitch. You're done for the day. Hit the shower. I was like, hot damn, but I had to swallow a bee to get out of wind sprints. But yeah, dude, it was crazy. I can't believe I swallowed that whole bee, though, bro. Running like, oof. Like that. Oh, it was horrible.
Take down a knee.
I can't believe I didn't get stung, bud.
That's insane. What I was just thinking. I'm like, straight holy out, shit, dude. How the hell did you get out of that?
Maybe you already stung someone and was suicidal. I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it. We're going to take out this Mexican too. Two birds
with
one
bee. We were assholes in football, though, bro. I don't know how bad we were. We were asshole kids.
Yeah, that's most.
I remember we peed on this one dirty guy's pads because he stunk, and then we peed on his pads and made him stink more. We were jerks like that.
Oh, man.
That's ruthless.
So what's your favorite type of roller coaster?
I like the launch coaster. Just because, I don't know, I like the just speed.
Yeah.
Like that
what's
one.
What's the wishbone one? What's that one that goes like this and then back around like that? Is that what you consider
that goes
a launch coaster? Yeah.
Like this? Yeah. Elitches or just?
Yeah.
That's the half pipe. It's considered, it uses the same hydraulics or the same systems. Like, some of my friends don't even consider it a roller coaster, but that was my favorite one to operate, even though it was piece of shit, yeah.
And you worked at Elitch's for a long time, too? Or
yeah,
what?
For a couple of years, then I got fired.
But that's cool. Getting fired is cool, bro. I got fired from a lot of jobs.
There's only one park that I've been to that you've never gone to. That's Lagoon.
Two. You've been to Glenwood Caverns.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I have been to Glenwood Caverns. Glenwood Caverns is actually pretty cool. Have you been to that one?
Which one's that?
That one's in Glenwood, out at Torch Junction.
I never went in there, dude. I don't even care. I'm poor, bro.
Yeah. Little Lakeside.
Like, shit's for free, bro. Shit's for free. No, I did, you know, I did that stupid little thing in Vegas. Both of those things at the top of the stratosphere.
Yeah, I've done those,
dude.
Too.
That shit's fun, dude.
That
you know
just
what I mean?
The fuck out of me.
That's like shit, but yeah, dude, I never been to Disneyland. Shit, that wasn't like, oh yeah, family trip to Disneyland, dude. That wasn't fucking my mom. It was just me and my mom usually, you know what I mean? And fucking, it's like my dad, we'd go to Elitch's every year and shit, but that's, you know, that was just, you know, me and my dad, we always hung out, went to movies, went to the fucking amusement parks and shit. Like, usually that's like the first time I ever smoked weed was at Elitch's on Teal over there.
See, when I was a kid, I just thought that it would be better as a kid. But then you think about it, and when you get to adult,
it's fun. Like, but that's like, that's your teenage years, dude, when you can't drive around and get girls, dude. You know what I mean? You go take your little date to the amusement park and go let her scream and hold on to you at the roller coasters and shit. Yeah, dude, you know, it's cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you want me a bear? You're so nice. I think I like him. I kissed him in the photo booth. Fucking lame-ass shit, dude.
It was funny. It's funny that those kids, you know, the shake, rattle, and roll, squish your nuts.
Yeah,
you or that in the half pipe, like you see them come in and then their boyfriend just like cries because their nuts are squished. Like I've literally had to open the restraints because someone had their nuts literally pinned up against them, squished against the thing. Like, you don't know, but that thing like The hydraulic restraint like came down, and then a little T-bar came down and just pushed it into your gut. Ew. And then, like, the bigger people would get it stuck.
Yeah, all that, the time. That hanging one, dude. I remember that hanging coaster fucking at Elitch's, dude. That shit was tight.
The flying coaster? Yeah. Where you, yeah, the, yep. Yeah, that was cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
I took my grandpa on that, I think, probably like, yeah, the weekend it opened.
Oh, yeah?
I took my grandpa on it, and I chickened out while we were going up the little spiral. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this no more. I was like, this is scary.
Oh.
That was so fun.
Nah, dude, I went on that shit tripping balls, dude. I remember we used to trip and go to the amusement park all the time laughing. Ah,
oh, my God. Man. That's
two,
fun.
3 doses of acid. Hell yeah, dude. We were dumb kids back in the day, dude. And then that's like, even when we were like 22, 23, we just make it a whole afternoon. That's like, talk about Waterworld, man. I remember we used to party all night at PT's show club on Evans over there. And I mean party. You know what I mean? Fucking, and then like 7:38 in the morning, we had been partying all night long. You know what I mean? And then bam, 9 o'clock, we'd be at Waterworld. But I'm having a blast. We all have Highland Hills cards, so we get like half off. And then like after, on weekdays, after like 1 o'clock, is like $7 to get into Waterworld. That's gangster. That's a dope deal, dude.
Dude, yeah, they are the only ones that. Like, I like locally owned places.
Hell yeah.
That and they're like, they let you bring shit into the park.
Yeah, so they've been, that's the best place, dude. You go have a picnic, you know, just watch your kid, make sure the fucker don't drown and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have a good old day, bud.
And the people that go there aren't that bad either. Hell yeah. People that come to Elitch's are shit.
Yeah, honestly. I broke my finger out of Elitch's, they kicked me out, bud, on their stupid little water park over there. Really? Yeah, bud. Yeah, that's why my finger's all fucked up, bud. I broke my finger there, and they kicked me the fuck out. They're like, what happened? I was like, I broke my finger in your stupid fucking thing on the boat, you know, on the fucking little thing. And they're like, nah, you didn't break nothing. What locker's yours? And they went and unlocked my locker and threw all my shit out on the ground and told me to leave, bud.
Fuck
yeah, bro. Damn. I was all pissed off, dude.
There's been some shit that's happened at Elitch.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I've heard. It's just, it's liability shit, dude. You know what I mean? Once I walk out, they don't have, I'm not liable.
What's the worst thing that happened while you were there?
Like, rides breaking down or?
Just people getting injured.
Well, while I was working there, I don't know if I could say this, but I'm going to say it anyways because fuck it.
Yeah.
There, you remember the Edge water slide? Well, apparently, because they have the same ride at Waterworld. Yeah. Some kid had fallen and completely severed his foot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story, dude.
I think he severed both of them. Yeah, that happened when I was working there. And they kept it so secret from everybody. And, like, we found out because the lawsuit had been settled. But the next season was my second season working there, they had removed it completely. And everyone was like, oh, shit, that was fast. Like, why'd they just remove that? But that was why. But they built a new water slide that same year that they removed it. And so it kind of just looked like, oh, they're just replacing an old ride.
Yeah.
Well, it's called Slidezilla, and it basically has the same element. You kind of go in a little toilet bowl, and you drop down, and you go up, and then you come back. Well, they had to close it to the public the first day of the season because, or their season, because someone got injured. Back injury. Severe back injury.
Holy shit.
And throughout the whole season, kept having back injury problems. Jeez. So they just built a ride that just kills people. All the rides are going to kill people, honestly.
Yeah, well, it's the thrill, dude. That's part of it. But then it's like, man, look at safety regulations. They're so crazy now. You don't see a ball doorknob anymore. It's always lever or something somebody could grab or hit with an elbow and shit, dude. That's how crazy they are about safety, dude. You know what I mean? And ramps and this and this and that. I mean, we had to put the thing up, the railing on our front porch right here just for my mom when she had her knee surgery. Because it's fucking got to be safety compliable for somebody with a robotic or a metal knee and shit. You know what I mean? That's how crazy safety regulations. But then, like, you know, people drowned, all that shit out there, all kinds of crazy shit, you know? It's like you hear all the crazy theme park stories where that girl punts that dude's head off because one boy wanted to get his fucking hat. What a dum-dum, bud. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude. Dude, it's just a hat, bud.
One of those accidents happened, like, literally 3 days after I went. It was to Cedar Point, Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
So it was a teacher, and he had lost his phone in the infield, and he jumped the rail, got on there. Coaster came through and knocked him in the head and killed him.
Jeez, dude. It's what like, an idiot.
People are dumb. Like, people do that at Elitch's, too. Like, there's a rule. Or there's one of, like, the, you know, safety things that you have to do. Like, yeah. If you check your infield and your ride's going and somebody's in there, you stop it.
Yeah.
You always stop your ride. Like, because they could get killed or, obviously, liability things. Yeah. But they, like, at
Elitch's. So, infield, like, in amusement park terms is, like, all the off grounds that you can see from your perch or whatever.
Yeah, if it says danger,
you're not entered. Yeah, danger is the infield, mm-hmm. So... Read your signs, people. Read the fucking directions. They'll save your life, you fucking dumb fucks, man. Look up from your goddamn phone, all right?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, dude. Save your life.
Yeah, they...
Nah, that bitch wanted to get her phone. That's why she got her head kicked off.
Yeah, pretty much. But people are just stupid. Yep. I've seen the weirdest, dumbest shit. Just working.
I bet you've seen some of the dumbest people there too. Like, you know, I bet you some people are just dumb.
Like, ooh. You know, in the Twister. Uh-huh. So this dude, there's cameras that watch it and make sure people don't stand up. So I was watching the camera, and this dude took his shirt off and was like waving it around like a lasso, and he started throwing it around the edge and then started trying to get up. So I stopped the ride. I stopped him up at like very, very close to the crest over.
Yeah,
and. They're all looking around, and he's all being stupid, and we're all just watching him. So the mechanics come up, and we're all just watching him. He's being stupid as fuck. And he calls the security guard. He's like, should we just keep him up there, or should we send him around? He's like, no, just keep him up there. So they're up there for like 10 minutes. And he got onto the microphone, and the mechanic called him out and was like, hey, you. Guy with your shirt, like, put it back on, you're the reason why the ride stopped or whatever. And everyone just gives him the dirtiest ass look. And when he came back, everybody in the whole coaster station just gave him shit. They're like, boo, all this stuff. They shamed him
too, bro.
And I think they kicked him out of the park too.
Like, we're good. And
he was drunk 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
That's the perfect time to get drunk. What are you talking about?
So check this out. Me and my dad worked at the place Mobile Tool, and I don't give a fuck, this place ain't even around no more, so I'll tell you guys some fucked up ass stories. All right, so they had their summer party at Elitch's, like, fucking, it's one of those ones where they have like two or three, like, companies bring all their families and all that shit,
yeah.
And the whole park's closed down for like five or six different companies. Pretty much, you know. Yeah, it sucks, dude, but man, there's like a gang of people there. Well, my dad, the homeboy, Fred Tyera, Boobzilla, remember how me and Michael Florwax were talking about that guy? Me, Fred, Big Lou, all of us were all at Elitch's on acid. And my dad and fucking Fred Tyera, dude, because they had fucking like three free kegs over there at our little fucking tent and shit, dude. These fools went and got fucking sand buckets, bud, and filled sand buckets up, bud, and was fucking slamming, dude. My dad and Fred, they was both faded as fuck. And you remember that platform ride, the rainbow ride?
Yeah.
That goes like that. Batman knows what's up. It's just a platform that just goes like this, bud, when you're all strapped in like that, bud. Big Lou and Fred went next to each other, and they're two big fat guys, bud, and they're like water. Going like this, blah, blah, blah. And then fucking halfway through the ride, fucking Big Lou starts puking. Because every time they come down, Fred's like, oh shit. And then fucking Fred's like, you're going to make me puke. And then fucking all of a sudden, they're both puking. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking like foam, bud. They was like, so foam gross. Cakes, bud. They, like two foam cakes, bud, on the rainbow ride like this, like this. Oh, dude, it was the funniest shit ever.
Oh my God, I wish
we had cameras on cell phones. They was both puking, bud. Fucking, oh my God. Shame and Fred, they were monsters, bud. The homeboy Fred Tyera, the first time I ever met him, was at their Christmas party for that same company, right?
Yeah.
And Fred Tyera walks up, bud, and he's got a fucking caveman club. He's barefoot, and he's got like the Fred Flintstone fucking outfit on, bud. Yeah. Just like Fred Flintstone, dude, and his name's Fred Tierra. And he's all, yabba dabba smoke cube. And I was like, what, dude? He looked just like Fred Flintstone, dude. Like, if you real person, he played it better than that one homeboy that did the real life shit. The guy from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, dude. He looked fucking better than that guy. But fuck yeah, dude. It was tight, dude. But them two fuckers were just puking foam, bud, on the rainbow ride, bud. That's so gross. All high on acid. I'm so sorry for that guy. Oh, all high on acid, dude. Oh, there was in the front row. There's in the front row. So that whole platform was just full of puke. It's all going off the sides. God damn. Oh, dude. Oh, that shit was hilarious.
This so the ride that replaced it, the Brain Drain, have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's just a big giant carnival ride that just goes in a circle and a loop. Well, the year it opened, it was like towards the end of the season, there were these two kids that had never been on it. They're like, oh yeah, I'm pumped and all this stuff, and I was checking them in and they're all pumped. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty fun and all. Well, it comes back, it goes through the whole ride, it comes back. And it's going like this. And you face your friends. So, like, four friends. This dude, I saw it coming around, and he wasn't looking so well. Came up, and he just projectile vomited all over his buddy. All over. And his mouth was open.
Oh,
it was so
gross. Oh, I'm going to puke. No, I'm sorry.
It was chunky. And we had to clean it back then. And so, it was all chunky. And I had to, like, we got the water hose. We got to put, like, dust and all this stuff. We got the water hose, and, like, it was in the seatbelt. It took us, like, 20 minutes just getting out of the seatbelt.
Oh, that's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
Yeah, man, you need a little hot seat, bro. You need a little fucking little power washer, bud, on each one of those rides, don't we, dude? Or else you're just dumb, bro. You're dumb if you don't got a power washer at each station, dude. You know what I mean? Just be like cleaning like a Mexican, bro. Like,
no,
you know what's fucked up, dude? Before I got fired from Lyft, dude, like fucking every other week until the week I got fired, somebody peed in my fucking car, bro.
What the
I'm
fuck?
Not even joking. It costed three people like $250 a pop, bro. Because one of them, this dude peed all over my whole backseat. Fucking this chick got in. And then when I seen her get out, dude, her ass was all wet. I look at the front seat. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I had another ride after that. So I had to tell the girl, hey, you're going to have to get in the front. I just noticed this girl got out of my front seat and her butt was wet and my front seat's wet. So I got it scheduled to where you're my last ride, but you're going to have to sit in the back. I apologize if there's any bit of a smell or nothing. And she's like, oh, it's fine. She's like, just take me home real quick. I'm sorry, you got to clean your seat. I was like, I don't give a fuck. It's going to cost this chick $250, dude, for peeing in my goddamn front seat. But you know how you clean your car? This is the Mexican way to clean the car, all right, you guys? This is the OG way. You just open up all the doors, and you just fucking spray that shit with the fucking, with the rinse, high-pressure rinse, and you spray the shit out of it, and then you hit it with the soap a little bit for a sec, and then you spray it again, and then you go over to the vacuum, and you vacuum all that water out from underneath your seats and your rugs and shit, dude. Works every time, dude. It's like shampooing your carpet instantly. I'm not even, and it won't cost you like it'll cost you like $20 if you went and used their little shampooer thing.
Yeah.
And then that thing works like shit, bro. You spray it with the soap and then the rinse, foam your seats, your carpet, everything. Just take all your paper out and you'll clean that shit in no time, bro. That's a fucking, that's a life hack and a half, bro. All these cats are using the fucking car wash wrong, bud. That's for the inside, too, bro. I seen this Mexican do this back in the day. Like, my dad's all, hell yeah, that's how you clean beer out when I spill beer in your car, son. You know what I mean? So, beer on the floor, bro, you just open the door, with the water, rinse it. Fucking brand new, like shampooing your carpets, homie. Works every time, all the time.
Dude, all the time.
This, like, kind of, story's kind of similar. So, like, the Tower of Doom. Like,
oh, man, that's the worst one, bud. I fucking love that bitch, too. What's up? What's your story, man? Let's hear this.
You know, it's a drop tower. It takes you 220 feet, drop you. But I was running it one time. It was a hot day. And, you know, just running it like normal. And I started noticing it started smelling like shit. And I just kind of went through. I kind of just thought maybe someone farted in the line or was farting in the line or something. Well, a few like cycles later, I noticed there was a streak, like a brown streak, and my dumbass literally went and tried to see if it was something, and it was shit. And I was like, oh my fucking god! I looked at the person I was working with, and I just covered my mouth, and I was like, dude. Someone shit on the ride, and I just touched it.
Oh.
And,
like,
and so I don't
ever want to go to Elitch's again.
Elitch's is the way the people buy the season passes for, like, cheap ass. They even have a free season pass if they're under four. Like, they drop their kids off, and then it's the babysitter of the day.
Oh.
Basically. That's what they do. But, like, yeah, all the people in line were just like, oh, shit.
Oh, and shit. So I closed Ballad. Look what Ballad's chewing on, you guys.
Yeah, I just closed the ride. We cleaned the
worst. Yeah, no, dude. That's gross, dude. What if they pooped and it came out their shorts? And then when it came down and the poop was way up there, and then when it came down, it hit him on the head.
There's people that have peed on that ride. Like, I've heard on the radio. Yeah. They call it Signal 40 Yellow. Like someone peed on the ride.
Oh, man.
And so, like, I've heard that a lot on the Tower ride. That's so gross.
That would scare me almost enough to pee and shit, dude.
I mean, isn't that one that, like, faces you downwards?
No, that's in...
No,
that's
Tower of Doom, it's like, you're in a chair, and it's, like, four or five people, and it's got three different things that go up at the same time. And then when it hits the top, it goes, like, clink.
Clink.
And then
clunk.
Clink. Boom. And then it just drops like an elevator dropping off, dude.
That's a good one. That's
it's
one of my
fun, dude, but fuck, man, yeah, dude.
It's a little scary.
It doesn't even have the third side anymore. You want to know how that happened?
How?
So it, I guess, like four seasons before I worked there, it went out. Something went out, and one of the mechanics tried to fix it, but ended up breaking it even more. And so I think it cost the park at least $55,000 just to get a kit to try and repair it. And they haven't done it since all this shit's been going on. And
yeah,
that ride's kind of sketchy. It's a good ride, and it's like it's maintained well, but I've seen some shit. Like, I came into the park, and the cables were dangling one day. It's like, oh, cool. I guess the cables had fucked up last night or something. No, that shit's... Some of that shit's sketchy. Like, I've seen... I mean...
What's the sketchiest ride you've seen outside of Elitch's?
Like, break?
Yeah, well, like, just... Where you looked at it and you're like, well, this is gonna fall apart.
Probably. Honestly, most of the places I've gone to have maintained their rides really well. And the rides that are fucking falling apart, they're closed. Right. That Elitch's doesn't do. But the sketchiest ride that I've seen is a Twister at our own Elitch's. Because it's just the whole structure rotted. Because some genius told the mechanics that watering the whole coaster after a very hot day every single day will keep it from cracking.
Oh, hell no, dog.
Instead,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Instead,
fuck, that guy's a dumb fuck, dude. Whoever said that is an idiot, dude.
They literally gave that roller coaster 50 years of humidity in a dry climate. Like, there's actually two rides that suffered that same thing, but they're in humid climates. And so, like, this year they rebuilt part, like, sections of it with new wood, but the whole thing, it's the whole thing. Like, when I work there, like, you see the whole structure just moving. Like, even on the platform, you know when it hits the brakes, it's all hard. You feel the whole thing just move, and you're like, oh, shit. You hear the wood in the background.
Oh, fuck, when you got the motherfucker driving that shit going, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you literally watch the operators, because they know when shit's going down. Like,
I know we shouldn't be doing
that. Yeah, I'm still sending it, though.
Fuck it. One more time. One more time, bitches. One more time.
Dude, they're playing coaster roulette right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so you guys are young bucks. Okay. I just turned 38. All I got to show for in my life is this cute little dog right here. How old are you going to be turning?
I'm going to be 22nd.
27
on
so
Monday.
So I got 11 years on you, and then how old are you, Batman? 20,
I'm going to be 24 in 3 months.
24 in 3 weeks. And where did you go to school at up here up north?
I went to Horizon.
You went to Horizon?
I went to the honky school.
You went to the honkiest school in Thornton's, huh?
Yeah, I went to Northland Middle.
You North Glen Middle School?
Yeah, I was going to go to Thornton.
Hey, you know what elementary school I went to? I went to Waiko Elementary.
Dude, what? So did I! Oh, yeah. Dude, no way! You went to Waiko?
Yeah, until third grade.
No fucking way!
Oh, yeah.
what a fucking small world,
my aunt lives. My aunt lives right down the bike path down there.
Did you know Miss Grogan? Because she's been there. I know she was there forever.
Yeah, dude, you know why I got kicked out of Waiko, dude?
Why?
I was breakdancing in the hallway, and they thought I was having a convulsion.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's super wide up there, dude. Me and my cousin Joe Nesto, like my cousin Nesto, the one that made me puke. We all went to Waiko Elementary,
dude.
They were insane. I was in second. They were in third in fifth grade. My cousin Joe was in fifth grade. And then they went to, what's that, Northeast right there? What's the middle school right across the...
Northland Middle School?
Yeah. Yeah, right there. It's in the middle right there, fucking in the hood. Irma Drive represent.
Dude.
That was crazy.
That was crazy, yeah. I almost got kicked out. I actually got hit by a teacher there.
Oh, yeah?
One of the, they sent the bad kids to her class. And she was a special ed teacher. And I was a bad kid. Like, I almost got expelled.
Oh man,
I go to my second grade. I got written up every other week. But no.
Yeah, me too, dude.
She picked me. I did something on like Fun Run. She picked me up by my head and slapped me. I thought I deserved it, so I didn't tell my parents until.
You remember that big wide slide at the playground over there? Yeah. We would jump off the wood and onto that slide like that, dude. Ow, Bella, you
she got
bad
you.
Girl. Yeah, we would jump off the big wood planks and then slide right down that slide, bro. Dude. Like idiots, dude. We were badass kids, bro.
Oh my god, you know that. So that grass with all the bushes.
Yep.
There was two kids that I caught like having sex back there.
Oh yeah.
And I did not know. I was like.
It was probably my cousin. Nasty, dude.
It was a bush. Man.
We used to play tennis, bro. We used to play tennis at the school right there, at the tennis courts.
Yeah.
That's where all the cool kids hung out, was at the tennis courts, tall guy in North Glens.
That's the true north side.
Hell yeah, North Glen, bro. See, bro, that's the double north side is North Glen up there, bro. Yeah. That's like,
double north side.
Yeah, no, man. That's like we're at the edge of Denver right where we're at right now, tall guy. Like if I was four blocks that way, I would have went to North High School, dude, with all the thugs and shit, and I wouldn't be as cool as I was right now. You know what I mean? I went to Ranham. No. You went to Westie?
No.
No, where did or you went to
the Horizons.
All right. Horizons. Jeez, what a loser. That's like, so, where did you go to high school at?
I went to high school in Farmington, Mexico.
New Mexico?
Yeah, a place called Pedro Vista, which looks more like, because they have a chain link fence around the whole thing,
yeah.
But it always does look like the town prison. But it's high school, and it was the preppy school of the two schools. I didn't go to the middle school. I went to the preppy school and smoked cigarettes and fucked down on the rocks. Like my whole high school career.
Yeah.
I used to. I'm only saying this because her name's fucked up, but her name sounds like an STD. I used to fuck this girl called Gentry.
Yeah. Gentry.
Yeah. She gave you Gentry.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
Gentry will take the throne.
I did that a bunch. Like, that was all I did for high school, is like do that.
I smoked weed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's when
bro.
I started smoking weed. Is in my senior year over there, and like
shit,
I was a good boy in high school.
I didn't do drugs.
Oh,
I'm gonna be a meteorologist.
Yeah, that's what the goal. Then
did you go? So was that in high school or after high school? Did you go to college too or no?
Yeah, I went to Front Range for 4 years. I'm like 60% done with my degree, but.
Can't do math.
I can't, dude. The math is.
I could teach you how to do it. You just gotta. We gotta do this cocaine pyramid scheme. And teaches you math at the same time. Okay? And that's gonna be on the website on Lazy Multi Productions is the
cocaine
driving school
scheme.
And cocaine pyramid scheme / math class. Okay? Because these
He's
math
just adding titles on the each.
Yeah, no, man. No, dude. Because I had to break it down for one of my other friends. All right, I had to break it down for one of my friends because they didn't even know what an eighth was. So I'm like, do you know how much an eighth is in grams? And they're like, nah, what's a gram? And I was like, it's the best way to measure anything in weight.
Would you do this like 20
years ago? No, I had to do this just fucking like last year, bro. I had to make the scale for him. So I had to write down, eighth is 3.5 grams. And then I had to go a 16th, or what they try to sell you, you just might as well buy a gram, but a 16th is like this much. You know what I mean? It's 1.75.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, why do you do it in grams? And I was like, because it's the easiest way to measure. I was like, if you fucking got a scale that measured ounces and shit, it's going to be off, because us Americans got to fucking measure everything stupidly. You know what I mean? And... yeah, pounds and inches and all that lame shit, bro. We got to just convert and figure out one fucking universal thing for the world. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree.
Like, isn't Bitcoin universal?
I think so.
Let's do bit inches, bro. You guys want to invent bit inches, bro? And fucking
bit inches?
Yeah, no. Bit meters. Bit meter inches.
Bit meters.
Inch meters. Let's invent the inch meters. Dude, this might be sound stupid, bro, but watch. Some asshole in the future is going to be like, that fucking stupid, drunk-sounding guy Martinez fucking had it on the nail. You know what I mean?
Well, now we use the inch meters.
The inch meters.
Now we use inch meters. Everything is awesome.
And kilometer miles.
Yeah, kilometer miles.
Kilo miles. That's what it's going to be called.
Oh, man, I like driving 160 kilometers an hour. That's like 100 miles an hour in layman's terms.
If you're all sophisticated and British.
If you're smart like me anyways, dude. Genius mode in the house.
Genius mode.
So how many roller coasters have you ridden on in your roller coaster chasing lifetime, Batman?
I think I'm at 156, 157.
156?
Oh, no. 160 something, because I hadn't really. Oh no, yeah, I think that's right.
One between it's 150 a and 160. Lot.
I got them all written in a journal.
I tried so to keep track of them, it's just too many. But yeah, I've been on a shit.
You should. No, that's that would be a dope comedy bit, bro, if you could fucking list them all out. Like, no, for real, because I was trying to list out like all my jobs I've ever had. I started.
Been on the boomerang, yeah, the half pipe, the twister, the mine eraser. The mine eraser? That's how Mexicans say it. They go to Elitch's.
Oh, I go to Elitch's.
Right, the mine eraser.
And you want to go to Elitch's, homes?
Vamos a Elitch's.
Okay, yes, and then we go to Dick's Sporting Goods and we watch the Colorado Rapidos, Pensacola, and Budweiser's. Simón, my friend. If you don't drink Budweiser's, we got Pepsi Colas.
Pepsi-Cola. This motherfucker also storm chases.
Yeah.
I know. He's chase. Your source, your super meteorologist, or?
Fuck yeah.
All right, where can you? I get the info because I'm fucking Batman's friend on Facebook. But where can they get the news of the fucking weather?
On my Facebook. You? On Trey Blaze's Facebook.
On Trey Blaze's Facebook. Did you hear that, folks? You don't want to get stuck. Like, he said it was going to blizzard for my birthday. And I was like, I don't know. I might make it rain. But then it did blizzard, and I was like, man, I've been bad all year. You know what I mean? Because it blizzarded pretty hard for my birthday. It was pretty cool, dude. I liked
that was
it.
That was so, hard.
No, did you guys hear that they put Streets of London back on after you left?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We could have went to Streets of London for my birthday, but...
damn.
It sucked. It's all good, dude. I had a fun birthday. I cuddled with Bella. It was tight.
So what's the craziest moment you've had storm chasing?
So, it was actually this last summer. My buddy Ryan, who actually just graduated getting a meteorology degree. And the funny thing is I predicted it just as well as his professor did while we were storm chasing. I was both... He was asking me, like, the moves and the way, like, the storm track. And the same thing his professor would say. So, we were in Lyman.
Humble brag.
All the way out in eastern Colorado.
Yeah.
And we were... like, taking cover because there was baseball-sized hail coming towards us.
Jesus.
And so we were like, fuck that, we're going to just hide out. But then, like, my phone refreshed because it was, like, bad service of the storm. But it refreshed and it looked like a tornado was on the ground behind us in the storm, just in the rain.
Yeah.
And rain-wrapped tornadoes, that's an actual term, is just a tornado in the rain. And those are deadly, like, because you can't see them coming.
Yeah.
So me and him made the decision, we're like, fuck it, let's go. And we tried to outrun the hail. Yeah. And right when we got onto the highway, a wind cooked his car, and we almost rolled. We were on the ramp, and it just veered off road and just skid on the wet or on the mud. Oh, we're all, again, tipped over. We're like, oh, it was scary. It was scary. And then he was shaking, and we're like, "Fuck it, go!" We were still trying to run.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god!
You gotta fly, dude. Fly, homie.
And what's the closest you've gotten to a tornado?
I think it was I think it was about 2 miles. It wasn't.
That's still close. It's still pretty close. That's still close, homie.
Fuck, 2 miles.
Because how far can you see? Like 20 miles or something, dude. Usually, you know what I mean?
Especially on these flat plains.
Yeah,
and shit.
Dude. But man, you see a tornado? That's like, man. Like, we used to see dust devils in Las Vegas, New Mexico, by Story Lake out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And New Mexico, they got those little dust devils running through, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you get a little bit of rain after that shit, you know what I mean? But it's crazy to see the wind come in before the rain and shit like that. Because I'm Indian, I don't even need you.
That's probably why I'm so good at it. My ancestors.
Yeah, our ancestors. Hell yeah. Our ancestors taught us, and then we just used the modern technology.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
No, he feels it in his bones, and that's when he gets on his phone and starts checking it out. But I know how you do it back then. I'm down, homie. This guy. No, the dopest, the craziest weather I ever ran through, it was crazy. We was heading out to Palm Springs to do a Target store with neon glass, and we were driving. And all of a sudden, it was a wall of sand, bro. Like giant sandstorm, dude. And we seen it coming from the distance, too. Because we had just came down out of this valley. And then it goes flat land with the... It was the first time I seen big wind turbines and stuff going into Palm Springs over there and shit. Then all of a sudden, you just see this big old wall of sand come at us, bro. And we're flying. They were like, this is a straight highway. We can barely see the fucking markers on the side of the road. And we're in the far right hand or in the far left hand lane. And we're fucking cruising. We see the light, the little white reflectors. And we're just flying by those. And he's like, what do we do? I was like, just fucking cruise it, homeboy. Fucking, I can see some lights. We're passing lights, so we're good. And then all of a sudden, I was like, slow down. And this fucking dude went to cut over like this. And then he went back like that, and he fucking bam right into the back end of a fucking stop semi, and then the guy behind him fucking smashed that guy's car. Boom, like this. This dude was fucking in the middle, just crunch, bro, like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we just fucking drove by. Like 3 seconds later, the fucking shit all cleared up, bud, and you can see the highway again. Bud.
Damn.
It was like, oh shit, it was the craziest. That's like another time we were in a blizzard, me and the homeboy Jay, and it was just us driving back from I think Seattle. But then when we were coming in from on Highway 80 out of, what is it, that cruises in like the top of Utah, right? And shit like that, and in the Wyoming, right? So we're in a blackout blizzard, dude. And fuck, we seen all the tractor trailers fucking like piling up with their hazards on and training down the highway, right? And we passed these motherfuckers. Right when we passed them, the snow started falling like a motherfucker, dude. Like 2 feet of snow on the highway, same thing. We're just driving by seeing the little reflectors on the side of the road. Yeah. Jay's cruising four-wheel low, like 10, 20 miles an hour, dude, for like fucking 150 miles, dude.
Holy
We pull into the one just west of Cheyenne, dude. It's like a little town. It really just got the fucking truck stop in it. And the fucking lady goes like this. You're the first people we've seen in about an hour and a half. And we're like, oh, yeah. We're like, we need diesel, and we need to get the fuck out of here. They're like, they wasn't supposed to let you through that last fucking thing because fucking the road's closed. You know what I mean? And we're like, is the road closed to Denver? She's like, no, but if you guys don't leave right now, it will be. So we fucking gassed up, got 3 Mountain Dews, I fucking rolled another big old fat blunt. We got the fuck out of there, dude. But, dude, we were shit in the bed, dude. We were fucking driving with the fucking windows down, smoking blunts, dude. And I was fucking looking out the side, telling him a little left, a little left, a little left, fucking just to keep us on the highway, bud, looking at the reflectors. Mm-hmm. Like, I was keeping us about 5 feet away from those yellow reflectors on the side of the highway.
Oh, my God.
Pure whiteout, bud. It's fucking 2 feet of snow, bud. We were dragging a trailer, too, bud. The trailer was making a groove in the highway, bud, in the snow. Because the snow was so deep, it made groove in the highway. Get out of there. Come here, Bella. You're messing up our podcasters.
Fucking podcast room. Podcasters.
Man, you guys are two of my favorite people in life right now, man. You guys are cool. Yeah. Mr. Coaster Chaser, Batman, and Tall Guy.
Tall Guys.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Gotta go trip some acid, we're gonna, bitches. Yeah, we are going to have to trip some acid and go. It's one of the funnest things you could do in life. You know what I mean?
On the bucket list of most people.
All right. Or we need to trip acid and go to Casa Bonita. We need to take you white kids to Casa Bonita.
Fuck.
That'll be another special Tall Guy and Big Lou Coaster Chaser
crossover episode
collaboration.
We'll have a full YouTube channel.
So how many episodes do you got out so far on your little podcasters?
I think this was our sixth.
Sixth one?
The sixth one. The last one we did was just basically like an interview with me and my friend Deja.
Yeah.
Talk about like how I got fired and I got fired from fucking Elitch's. I broke brain drain.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, I stuck the keys.
I broke that shit. Fuck it. I don't care. Like fire me, bitch.
Put the keys in the air hose that unlocked the restraints. Yeah. And then it didn't necessarily break. It just got stuck. And they didn't malfunction. It just wouldn't stop releasing air. And they took it to an extreme and were like, oh, you broke it on purpose. And then you did this because you didn't want to be here. And it's like, no. I just was bored and we were down for weather. Like, when I got fired, they told me. The bitch who fired me, she told me that I'm losing my train of thought. I'm stoned as shit.
When you got fired.
She told
fired.
Me that I caused unnecessary downtime for the ride. And that was one of the big factors. And we were down for lightning. So I was like, no. I'm pretty sure we were closed.
They fire you.
No, that's like,
they
dude.
Just found any excuse to fire me. Because they, I don't know, they had a target on my back.
That's like, I got, check this out. So I used to work with my mom at this place. And like I said, I made one comment. And this was the comment. I said, Peter Forsberg better do good in the playoffs because he's been at home jerking off all season because he was hurt. You know, that means he's just been hanging out. You know, that's just the little guy shit right there. Yeah. Oh, man, I got called into the office for sexual harassment. He just talks about masturbating and shit. Dude. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't just talk about masturbating all the time. I was like, maybe five times a day, but not all the time, you know? Nah, but, you know, that was just stupid. I can't believe I got called into that office for that shit, you know what I mean? And then it ended up being a big old thing, and I did. I got fired for that shit.
That's why I like comedy. I can call people cunts, and I don't get in trouble.
Yeah, that was funny.
You could get in trouble.
I can get in trouble, but I can't get...
You get your
I can't get fired.
You get your face slapped. That's probably about the
Yeah, our mics have been crazy the past couple
Holy
nights.
Shit, yeah, they've been crazy. You almost got in a fight.
You're a witness, huh?
I saw both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost got in a fight with this little white dude. This chubby Bella, white dude. Bella! No, it's all good. Bella, calm down. We're all good. We're all good, Batman.
Very good.
All right. So, yeah, dude.
How'd you almost get in a fight?
So... You know that girl with that cool dog, right? Well, the dog's name is Pikey, right? So I introduced Wayne McCracken. And I go, "Hey, good old Wayne McCracken." I was like petting the old Pikey dog. And then this white dude goes, "Oh, I am Irish." And he's a white dude, you know what I mean? But he's from the north side. He's got a Bronco hat on. He's like a white Northside Mexican from the, you know what I mean? And he's just talking shit. Yeah. And he's all, he's like, you know what a pike is? And I was like, yeah, it's a fucking gypsy, bud. I was like, haven't you ever seen Snatch? You know what I mean? And I'm just like talking a little bit of shit. He comes up and tries to grab Wayne's microphone. So I say, dude, you don't touch that microphone. He goes to grab my microphone off the table. I grab my microphone, I turn it on, I tell him, hey, motherfucker, this is my mic. I was like, if you want to get a microphone, go put your name on that fucking list, and I'll give you 5 minutes to talk into that microphone over there. He's like, what list? I was like, the list over there on the fucking table, homeboy. And I went to put my mic down, he went to grab it again. I said, don't fucking touch my mic, bud. I was like, get the fuck over there, bud. Go sit back down. And he starts walking back to his seat, and he keeps talking shit. I said, hey, bro. I was like, I'm not playing games with you, bro. I was like, you got two options, homeboy. I was like, you got two options. Either you go sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up, or you get the fuck out of here and you shut the fuck up, homeboy. And that dude's like, what, motherfucker? I was like, nah, dude, I'm not playing games with you, bro. You just calm down.
So how did Wayne McCracken get in all this?
Wayne McCracken started going, can I go kick this motherfucker? I said, shut the fuck up, Wayne. And Wayne's off. Because he was going up on the stage. And then he's all, fuck that guy. He just ruined my whole set. I'm going to fucking kick him. What motherfucker? And then Wayne goes outside talking shit. What's up, bitch? He's all outside. Like, what's
take
up?
Take to the street.
What's up, bud? Yeah, fucking to the north side. All crazy, but I was like, hell no. And then this dude, he starts to go outside. And then his partner, his buddy, goes and fucking starts going out there, and this dude's all thugged out, tattooed up, motherfucker too, you know what I mean?
She's literally just biting the couch.
Something's wrong. I think your dog has brain damage. She hit the fucking
she's hungry,
wall,
bro.
She's like crazy.
I need to feed her. We've been podcasting long. No, but so then, you know, I'm fucking in the middle of these two guys with the list. Wayne McCracken doesn't do his set. So then Grambo tries to go, he gets the crowd in line, and I'm sitting there like in between these two guys. Wayne McCracken's outside, I'm in between these two thugs with the fucking piece of paper and a pen. Like, if one of these guys swings on me, I'm just gonna stab him in the neck with the pen, like fucking little fucking homeboy, what's his name, bud, fucking, you know, from Casino, bud, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just gonna stab one of these dudes with the pen, gotta throw it all gangster at my own microphone. But then, man, that shit last night, dude, like, what's worse is it was a little crazy blue hair.
I know, dude, that girl was,
you know,
fucking
what I mean?
Nuts.
You
all
can't say, you can't
nuts.
Talk shit to these little chicks, bro, and I'll tell you the truth.
Oh, I'll talk shit.
I'll tell you the truth, bro. Like, fucking doing that lift, bro, I had to be the fakest with those little chicks, dude. I'm not, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, you guys. Oh, man. Hey, where are you guys coming from? Oh, I hear that's a dope spot, you know? What DJ spinning there? You know what I mean? You got to be super fake. You know what I mean? It sucked, dude. Oh, it sucked so bad. And then that was like, I remember this one girl talk shit to me about not listening to Eminem. She's like, what, are you some sort of Trump supporter? Because Eminem dissed Trump? And I'm like, what, wow. Girl? I was like, you're dumb,
you're
dude. I was like, I like Trump because he's got that sharp red tie and shit, you know? No, just joking. I hear he skis in jeans, so Trump is a chump. You know what I mean? For sure.
Trump.
That's fake, dude. That's fucking fake. Skiing in jeans is fake new shit. All right? I don't endorse Trump at all. At all. At all. Nah, dude, so... Yeah, dude, that's just for the liberal girls, you know. I'm not even going to talk about that little blue millennial hair.
No, that was not
person
worth bringing
that I
up.
Punched, dude. No,
I got mad. I got the maddest I've ever gotten on stage, I think.
That
I've never,
was funny.
I got wide-eyed and looked bitches in the eye and told them what was up.
Yeah. He's all, I'm part gay. I could slap you, ho.
Smack. Well, you are.
You still
smack women. You just don't know they're women.
No, I don't even want to talk about that. Bro. I don't even want to talk about that. Even though I said that joke at Thick Skin at Comedy Works, high five. I can't believe people laughed at that joke, dude. It's awesome. It's all in the delivery. Be quiet, Bella. Bella's getting ornery. I think we might have to feed her and almost wrap this up.
We're at an hour anyway.
Hell yeah. Batman, I enjoy you coming here all the time.
Batman!
Hey, Batman! Batman was the videographer of this of the part three and part two of Ghetto Gourmet. But part two is going to be some secret bonus footage.
Yeah. Like, on Patreon.
Hell yeah, dude. We're going to fucking, we're going to get this shit cracking. Ghetto Gourmets, Tall Guys, Roller Coaster Chasers. We're fucking going to have this shit under like one big net umbrella. Maybe I could sign you guys to fucking Lazy Motor Productions one day. You know what I mean?
Bella's already signed.
When I get it, Bella's my first customer. She's going to be on the fucking, ow, she's gonna get me on a dentist box, this little hoochie be biting me all the time. But anyways, dude, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to have you in my house. I'm happy every time I cook for you. My mom's mad at me for cooking for my boyfriends. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not even gay, but I love cooking for my boyfriends. All right, you guys. Hey, thanks. Right on, you guys.